it Hans Delbrooks? No. Good. Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
I'm almost sure that was the name.
Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain into a 7.5 foot long, 54 inch wide gorilla?
What?
Is that what you're telling me? Wait, quick, gorilla.
What? Sleep in the boat, yes?
We'll be right back. his hand. Walking through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
London. Absolute classic from Warren Zevon there. Well, another one before that was Frankenstein, yeah. A little bit of noise there from the young Frankenstein. We had a little man who wasn't there. Glenn Miller Band. Start that set off. It was kind of a short set here. We got a long one coming up next here. This is Halloween by John Carpenter. It's actually what, Tubular Bells or something like that. Dun, dun, dun. Playing this actually. We're playing around on the keyboard earlier today and I started playing this. Alright, next set we got a little Mastodon, Fleetwood Mac, and Creedence Clearwater. Yeah, amongst other things. Stick around. We are actually into bonus time now. Though this is still part of the original 4-hour set. Let me explain that. There was a button I was supposed to push. I didn't push it. Then 45 minutes later, I figured out that I hadn't pushed it. So I just started the show over. There's nobody coming on after me. If they were, they would have been here 10 minutes ago or more. There's just nobody coming. That's it. That's me. Leaving midnight here or whatever. I don't know how long I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay until at least I complete the original set. And then probably a little beyond that. Get in some extra bonus time. So, anything you hear, well, I'll tell you when the bonus time starts, if it starts. Anyway, we're into bonus time. But, yeah, so this is, bonus time. You like bonus time? I like bonus time. It's like overtime in sports. I actually had overtime yesterday in the World Series. Walk-off homer. I hate the Dodgers. I really do. But, you know, I really don't hate Freddie Freeman. He's just kind of a cool guy. Anyway, that was a grand slam for a walk-off. First time in the history of the game that ever happened. How about that? You know, October isn't just for Halloween. It's also for the World Series. Baseball playoffs. It's a cool thing. And, of course, basketball and football's going on. And then, you know, all that hockey, too. Whatever. Anyway, I'm blabbering. Let's play some Mastodon.
love so bad. Come sneaking around, trying to drive me mad. Busting at my dreams, making me see things I don't want to see. We'll be right back.
pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that he'll bring. The horror of his sting. The unholiest of kings. The Black Widow. Our minds will be his toys. Every girl and boy will learn to be employed. The Black Widow. Love me, yes, we love me. Love him, yes, we love him. Love me, yes, we love him. And his wife is devoured. He stares with a gleam, with a laugh so obscene, the virgins and the children he's deflowered.
All of time.
Okay, we are kind of close. Okay, so we're in overtime, but we're close to the end of the original four-hour block. All right, so, oh, man. All right, so Don't Fear the Reaper, man. Blue Oyster Cult, that song is immortal. That song is just, that song has legs that will last for eternity. Why? Because this tale is ageless. The tale is ageless. Death Falls in Love. I mean, this is that's the kind of thing that the whole genre of horror, and generally speaking, is dealing with the idea of death, right? As a culture, we've actually been addressing this from our own, our own set of fears and beliefs and guided and misguided judgments, right? So it's like, it's really interesting. So this song is very poetic, and it's a very, I don't know, it's a deep, what happens when death falls in love with somebody? So that's what that song is really all about. It's an amazing song, and it has stood the test of time. It came out in 1976 and is ever popular as always today. And fitting that I would have it in the Halloween set. Actually, I haven't always included it. It's just because it's kind of an obvious choice. But I threw a few obvious choices into that. In fact, that whole last set was a bunch of obvious choices. Black Widow from Alice Cooper from Welcome to My Nightmare. Also classic. Bad Moon Rising, Clearwater Revival. All right. And The Green Mantle Issue with the two-pronged crown. Fleetwood Mac with Peter Green back from 1970. Man of the World. That was back from the early years of that band. Oh, man, what a good band. Obviously, they had multiple incarnations, and obviously they're most popular for the Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham years. And that's debatable amongst people whether or not that's worthy or not. I kind of like it, but yeah, I get where people don't. Pretty poppy. Halloween by Mastodon at the beginning of that set from Once More Around the Sun. Yes. Yes, yes, Mastodon, one of my favorite bands. And, of course, the Halloween track from John Carpenter from the movie Halloween. Okay, all right. So this is No Warning by King Crimson from Three of a Perfect Pair. A very hypnotic and ambient song. But I'm going to end the formal set with a couple of party classics. Ray Parker Jr. and Danny Elfman. We've got Ghostbusters and Dead Man's Party, and then we'll see what happens after that, because that'll be in the after party. That's right, we're having an after party after Dead Man's Party. That's when it begins. When you die, you start your new party. On Radio Valencia, of course. Where else would you start it?
Afraid of no ghosts. you gonna come?
Okay. This is bonus time. Bonus time. All right. So, the official original end of the show was Dead Man's Party. It was supposed to end actually at 10 p.m. It's now 10:46. Something went wrong. I didn't broadcast the first 45 minutes of my show. So I made an executive decision. I decided to start the damn thing over at 6:45 and play it all the way through. I did that. That's the kind of the benefit of having nobody behind me in the evening slot, which reminds me to tell you that we are looking for DJs out there. So if you have the gumption and the wherewithal and think you can do a show, and I think that you probably can, if you've got the hearing sound, are you hearing the sound of my voice? Am I enticing you to possibly be here at Radio Valencia as a member of our great crew? I would hope so. I mean, we have fun. I mean, we do what we do. I mean, it's not free. I mean, you got to pay for it, but I love it. I actually have a really good time doing it, and I don't see how I would do this in any other format. So, I don't know, if you're looking to do that, we're looking for DJs, that's for sure. All right, so I just played Dead Man's Party. Yay, you knew that. I know I just played Ghostbusters. If you didn't know that, you've been under a rock for like your entire life. Or you were born yesterday. So, yeah, there's that. All right, so I've got a couple of tracks I'm going to play. I don't know if I'm going to go beyond that. I think I'm going to just take that. I got a couple of long ones to play here that will probably take us up past 11 o'clock. And I think I might wrap it up for the evening here. But I've had a lot of fun with you guys tonight, and I want to play this. Now, the next track here, Amethyst Realm by Claypool Lennon Delirium, is an interesting track about a guy who loses his girlfriend to the devil. Or some sort of spirit, or some sort of phantasmic experience. A phantasm, or something like that. I don't know. This kind of ties into the Don't Fear the Reaper thing. Now, it was in the original set, but I actually found myself a little bit over time, so I cut it. And then when the circumstances ended up with it being, I decided to put it back in right now. And then the next track after that is going to be Ghost of Perdition by Opeth. I am going to go see them on Halloween proper. That is exciting as hell to me. I love Opeth. I think they're an amazing band. And I'm going to end the set tonight, I think, with Ghost of Perdition. I may change my mind before that song ends and continue going, but I think that's where I'm going to end it. So, you stick around. I got two tracks here. It's another 19, 20 minutes of music here. And then that should carry us just a little past 11, and then we'll let the Robo DJ take over, and I'll wrap this on all up. And for whatever reason, you're hearing this on Monday, and this might get cut off for Black on Black on Black, because if they do a live show, that's appropriately what should happen. All right. Thank you.
could sense when he was there. Fragrance upon the air. And there were so many things the two of them would never share. She swore that she'd never again.
up your eyes. Take the devil from your mind. He's been holding on to you, and you're so hard to find. The wind outside is cold, restless feeling in my soul. A man can go. I've tried, now I've been revealed to me.